This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
This morning, my guest is Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. Much to discuss this morning. My conversation with him will begin right after these words, so stay with us.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the city of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning and thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. My guest this morning is Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Sheriff, thanks for joining us again this morning.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Well, is there anything you notice in crimes of specific concern lately happening in Umatilla County that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I think it's been pretty usual type stuff for us anyway. Of course, the people that are victimized probably think otherwise, but it's been fairly normal, I guess you could say.
And I know that there was news that came out yesterday that dispatch was having trouble with receiving 911 calls. Has that been resolved?
I don't think it has been completely yet. I know that they're diligently working on it. I think that they discovered a couple of switches or something that needed to be replaced. And so it's a matter of a process of elimination, I believe, as they try to ensure the resiliency of the system. And so I think that that's where they're at right now. They replace those switches. And they'll do continuous testing probably throughout the day today to see if we're up where we need to be.
All right. And then it's National Boater Safety Month, and your office has already had to rescue a disabled boat and stranded kayakers. Talk about boater safety.
Well, you know, I think it all starts at home before you even leave to go to the water, just making sure that you have all of the safety devices. You have knowledge of the boating laws and rules that govern that arena. And then, by all means, feel free to reach out to our office, or I know other public safety agencies provide boat inspections where they're checking to make sure that you've got your throwable and enough vests on for every person on the boat, a sound-making device. That was on the disabled vessel. That was of concern. And there were a couple other violations in there as well. And so, of course, the deputy pointed all that information out and probably even issued a citation in that incident. But just starting at home, making sure that everything is in place where it should be, you know, setting over the winter, you don't know the viability of those articles, those required pieces of safety equipment, and just making sure that they're all there and accounted for. And then again, many times you can reach out to our office and request a early boat inspection before you even head to the water. So, and with that, we'll typically give out a new 2023 boating sticker, safe boating sticker that can go on the vessel. That way, that alerts our deputies along with others that you have gone through that inspection, excuse me, and that all your safety equipment is there.
And it goes without saying that, and I think we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but, you know, Memorial Day weekend coming up, DUI, but then also boating under the influence, you know, mm-hmm. Nobody wants a DUI. It's costly.
It is. Very costly. And whether you're on the water or on the roadway, you're right. We'll be out there looking for both. And all we're trying to do is avoid tragedy. The last thing that we want to do is go deliver a message to a loved one because of either a drunk boater or a drunk driver of a vehicle has caused the death of someone else or even themselves. And so, just be mindful of that. Stay put, have a designated driver, or just don't partake. One thing about it is, you can have others that, especially on the water, that may be partaking, but if you're operating that boat, you're in charge of that boat. And so everyone on that boat needs to take their lead from the operator. And if the operator says, hey, no drinking, then have to respect that. And just go out and have fun. You don't have to have a beverage to have fun, I guess you could say. But we'll be looking for that because invariably folks won't heed the warnings. And then we'll see unsafe operation that will cause our deputy to interact with those individuals. And then ultimately they're escorted to the shoreline, taken through all the process, and then ultimately could be even housed in our county jail. So, just be mindful of that. The last thing that we want is a tragedy out there. I know we've had them over the years, and no matter how many warnings we put out there, it just seems like it's a reoccurring factor.
And I know we've talked a lot this morning about boater safety, but the same goes with, wearing the life jackets and being prepared and having all the right equipment, for kayaks and canoes. There's, I go to these big box stores and they got everything out there. Anything basically that, floats or you can put in the water is on sale right now. But the same goes with, kayaks, canoes. I don't know. Do they still tube around here?
I don't know if they float tube, but they certainly are being pulled by boats as a recreational activity. And so, even if you're in there and even if you think that you're the best swimmer in the world, still wear that PDF, that personal flotation device, and or PFD.
Right.
Because, I always consider myself a very good swimmer, and I actually went swimming in the Columbia, and, it can get you, and it can wear you down. The water's typically still even cooler, even though this week is very hot temperatures are in the forecast. But that water is still pretty cold, you typically around the 60 degree mark coming up. And so be mindful of that. That too has an impact on your ability to swim and float and all of that. And so just, throw that lifesaver on and then do what you will. So
sticking with this boater safety theme, if you will, and swimming safety, we had this unfortunate incident recently where a hiker was trying to cross a stream and they got swept down. What tips do you have? There's still a lot of water running through this county, and especially in the higher elevations. What would you say to those that are going to be going out as, the weather is getting nicer, but, we still have that runoff and we have high water levels?
Right. So what I would say in those situations is be mindful of that, first of all, just like you just pointed out. But, if you do feel that you have to cross that, maybe set up a safety device, a throw rope hand one end of a rope to one individual, have them try to traverse it, and at least you have that safety net there. And then, if the water is rushing by, that's probably not a good idea. Those rocks underwater, they get considerable amount of moss. They get slippery, and so it doesn't take much to knock somebody off their feet, basically. And if you have some level of protection, some level of safety device with you, then utilize it and safely traverse those bodies of water. Otherwise, if it looks unsafe, it's unsafe. And don't even think about it. Turn around, go the other way. there's plenty of places to hike without traversing one of those creeks or rivers up that way.
All right, good advice. My guest this morning, Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. We're going to take a break. Back with more, so stay with us.
Don't you just hate it when you wake up on a beautiful morning at a serene mountain lake and find a flat tire on your RV, your pickup, or boat trailer? Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto. Stop by and let us check your RV or boat tires to give you an honest assessment of the condition of your tires. We'll also check your wheel bearings and lights for free. If you need new tires, we have them in stock. By the way, how's your AC working? The summer heat's coming. Let's make sure you keep your cool this summer. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
At McKay Creek Estates, every day brings something new and exciting for our residents. We're so much more than bingo. From day trips, poker nights, to manicures and happy hours, our team works hard to create moments that bring residents joy and fulfillment. We invite you to come visit and experience the fun for yourself as we celebrate life at every age. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/McKay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/McKay Creek.
Looking for something for all ages? Heritage Station Museum is now open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With our two indoor galleries, including Umatilla Gold, History of Wheat in Umatilla County, and our large grounds filled with outdoor exhibits, your family can learn all about the history of our county. Step inside the one-room cabin or the Union Pacific caboose, and don't forget to shop the Heritage Station Museum gift shop. Heritage Station Museum, 108 Southwest Fraser, Pendleton. When someone loses a loved one, they really need support from their friends. Here is Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel to talk about how you can help.
The best thing to do if you know somebody that's had a loss is just talk to them. Let them know that you're there for them. You don't have to avoid them. You don't have to try to come up with something that's scripted. Just be their friend. Knowing that you're there means the world to them.
Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Pendleton Original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. We talked a little bit in the first segment about, you know, the upcoming Memorial Day weekend. While it is approaching, is your office going to be mounting any special patrols during that time, either on the water or on land?
Yeah. Typically, we put together a schedule that addresses everything that might be thrown our way that weekend, and we try to increase our patrols as best we can. But, you know, the challenge that we're faced with right now is still being shorthanded. Although we only have a couple of openings remaining that we have not filled yet, even though we have others that have filled the other shortages, but they aren't that single asset yet. And so that becomes a challenge. So they can only ride with other deputies. They can't go out there on their own. We can't put them on their own schedule, et cetera. And so that becomes a challenge. And with as much that we've had going on over the past several months, being shorthanded, you know, our guys are working a tremendous amount of overtime and asked to even do more at times. And, you know, it will be challenging, but we will put something together to increase our presence out there and make sure it's a safe weekend for all and take care of anything that we need to take care of, to include on the bodies of water here in Umatilla County. We'll be out there patrolling both above and below the dam on the Columbia as well as MacKay Reservoir.
And then also, I mean, you're going to be looking for everything. We mentioned, you know, boating under the influence, driving under the influence. I imagine distracted driving, excessive speed. We just had this horrific RV accident out on the interstate where a family from, I believe it was Virginia, had clipped the, you know, clipped a semi, rolled, and, you know, people just got to slow down.
They do. Be patient. You know, it sounds to me like that's was the factor that was involved in that RV collision was that they were not being patient and, you know, realize that you're operating something a lot bigger than just, you know, your commuter car that you go to and from work. And so you have to be mindful, just leave space. It'll clear up. You know, it always does. And so you just have to be patient and wait and be mindful of what you're doing. The other component in reference to boating is, you know, launching the boat can be challenging for some if you've never practiced it. And so that's what I see a lot of times as an issue. People get angry, get impatient at the boat launch because so many people are trying to go out and there are only so many launches in this area. And so, you know, practice it, get it down pat, do it quickly as you safely can, and then get out of the way so the next person can get into the water. That seems to be a challenge and then has caused, you know, ruckuses and uproars at the boat launches and whatnot. And so then we're left dealing with that issue instead of focusing in on the mission at hand. And so just be mindful of that. If you're new to it, try to do it at a time when it's less busy. Just like I said, get in there, get out, and go enjoy the water.
We talked about, you know, making sure you have all the right equipment for your boats. I'll just throw out, I'm a former boat owner, you know, make sure you go over the trailer too, the tires,
right.
The safety chains. I've seen some ridiculous setups in the past, and
yes.
I'm sure you have too, and
oh, yeah.
it's not worth it.
No, it's not, because, you know, you're putting other people's lives at risk if you don't have all the appropriate safety equipment. And like you said, even if your trailer is... even if it's newer, you know, check those tires. They say that on a boat trailer, the life cycle of a boat tire is about 5 years. So if it's getting to around that 5 year mark or greater, you might look at replacing them. And so it's always best to be safe than experience a tragedy. And quite frankly, if you have a blowout driving 55 miles an hour carrying a boat, that could create a heck of a lot of damage. And so you just have to be mindful of that.
And check those chains, make sure that they're not dragging and emitting sparks. I've covered way too many fires caused by that carelessness as far as on trailers, any type of trailer.
Right.
And I want to go back, Sheriff, to staffing levels. You mentioned some of the challenges, but where are things with the jail and dispatch?
You know, hopefully in the near future, we'll be up to full speed. I still have to interview a few folks for the jail. And so hopefully if all of those applicants pass through and are offered a position, then our jail should be up to full staff at that point. We're still very short in dispatch. I think we're four dispatch positions down right now, and still trying to recruit and get those positions filled, because we've been down that many for a couple of years now. The patrol side, it's different. It's kind of sort of unique to us, because typically we don't have any issues filling our patrol positions, and so we're actively recruiting for the two open slots. The other thing with that We're also going through our contract negotiations, and so that may impact our ability to recruit folks into all of those disciplines, because what they're looking at right now is, it's not earth-shattering, but it's a significant enough increase where people may pay attention. And so so we're hoping that we can get to an agreement on the contract here in the very near future and kind of move forward with that.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break. Talking this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. We will be right back.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Are you ready to work on the yard? Zimmerman & Company True Value has the tools you need to get the job done. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got hose, soil, shovels. You know, I've got gardening gloves, knee pads. We've got the weed barrier cloth. We do have the plastic Visqueen stuff too, but most people do the cloth because it allows the water to go through but not the weeds to come up.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton. Behind every project is a true value.
Get around town for free. The City of Pendleton Letter Bus Transit is a bus system within the city limits and has 11 stops a day at 30 locations throughout town. Cost of the ride is free, and the bus operates 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For route and schedule information, please visit our website at www.pendleton.or.us/transportation or call 541-276-6476. Letter Bus Transit is brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Starting this Tuesday, May 16th, Hamley Steakhouse and Saloon will be open for lunch. This downtown iconic steakhouse is the perfect setting for business lunches, as well as a convenient gathering place for family and friends. Have your lunch order ready when you arrive, or take it to go with Hamley.com online ordering. Our expanded lunch menu features the popular Wild Horse Wapiti Elk Burger. See you at Hamley's starting May 16th, serving lunch. Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 3 p.m., corner of Court and Main, Pendleton.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Our final segment this morning with Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. And Sheriff, what are you watching in Salem at the moment?
Well, I'm hoping to get an update on where we're at on some of the police bills that we've been watching. Nothing really specific or dramatic as far as I can see, except for, you know, there's some that are unrelated to public safety that I'm still sort of following. Hopefully this week we'll get an update on where we're at with things. And I'm hoping that we've been successful in killing a lot of the bills that have come along. But we are always mindful of the gut and stuff type placeholder bills that they put out there. And so, you know, making sure that we have people in Salem that are ready to respond to testimony or whatever the case may be in a moment's notice through the Oregon State Sheriff's Association and the chiefs of police. We have a very dynamic system set up. I'm a member of the legislative committee along with another eight or nine sheriffs. And then there's probably that many chiefs of police and other command staff there that are also engaged and frequently going through all of these, especially safety measures, public safety measures and whatnot, and ready to testify either in favor of or against, just to make sure that our voices are heard.
As part of the firearm suit, are you learning any more about the fight against it in federal and state courts?
There's sort of been this slowing of activity surrounding that. And I think predominantly it's because the legislation is in session right now, which I'm told that there's a bill out there that was offered up to sort of address some of the weaknesses within the measure. I don't know what draft it's in right now, but the early draft was pretty consistent with, so it really didn't fix some of the issues related to it. And I know that there's still a lot of work behind the scenes going on to get the permitting process at the state level up and running. And I still don't think that they're there yet. I think that they've developed the forms, but there's still no electronic means by which an individual could apply for the permit. And so in the meanwhile, we're just holding our breath, hoping that there is a permanent stay on the measure and maybe something else come out of it that benefits all.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the last time you were on, just after our last conversation, you were getting ready to do, I think, the final jail walkthrough. How did that go?
It went really well. You know, we have to make sure all the systems, that the safety systems that are there, are in good working order. So every intercom in every cell had to be tested. All the doors had to be tested. All the controls that open and close those doors had to be tested. It went really well. The jail looks really good. It's quite a change from what it was before this remodel took place. And so we're currently back to sort of business as usual, but we're taking it very slowly. Just last week, I told the jail staff that let's set our capacity at 140 inmates right now and see that everything is working, and then we'll reevaluate in the next couple of weeks, see where we need to go from there. And so we hope to sort of this gradual growth. You know, one of the things that wasn't very helpful, of course, was COVID and the jail remodel and whatnot. And so we haven't been up to those higher numbers in a few years now. And so in the meanwhile, some of our mattresses that we provide to the inmate population, that they degrade and deteriorate. And so we've got to order and replace a lot of those. And so making sure that we have enough mattresses as we move forward. And we have our washing machine and dryers that aren't working as well as we'd like. And so, as a matter of fact, we're out for bid on them now. And so just keeping everything clean has been a challenge. And so we'll have to keep that all mindful as we move forward.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. And thank you for your time this morning. My guest, Umatilla County Sheriff Terry Rowan. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right.
That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Everybody have a terrific Tuesday. Back again tomorrow.
On us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.